making sure that you're not exposing, you know, something to frostbite, or you're not heating up too much and you're not going to overheat and sweat too much. All those things are just, you're constantly assessing those kinds of things.
What is it about that appeals to you?
To me, the challenge, I also look at it as sort of a reset. You know, you kind of discover things about yourself. You learn a lot about yourself. You know, some things you're disappointed in, some things you're encouraged, and you feel like you can accomplish something when you're going through some of those kinds of things. So it really is about, to me, the race, you know, and I put that race in quotes. It's really about learning about myself and trying to accomplish things that I couldn't possibly think I could normally do. And when you accomplish those things, it feels really good, and it feels like you can do other things in your life that you normally think you can't do. And so I apply like a lot of lessons that I've learned on this race to my job, to my family, the way I approach things, the way that I could say, hey, this is not something, you know, you can't do this thing. You know, I hear that a lot of times. Well, maybe you can, if you can parse it out and chunk it out and make sure you have the right processes and really, you know, take a stab at it and try. So, and I've always been attracted to those kinds of things, you know, for whatever reason. I can't really explain it, but it's just something that's always drawn me in.
I was going to ask if you've always been attracted to big challenges. And, you know, this is a big challenge, but it's also, it just strikes me that it sounds so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Being uncomfortable to me is very important in growth. I feel very strongly that if you're not uncomfortable, you're not really growing or challenging yourself. I don't want to be too comfortable. And in order to think of things differently, I feel like I have to be able to put myself in these situations to do that.
How do you plan out exactly how much you're going to need to eat? How do you get, I mean, are you just like planning on melting your water when you're out there?
Yeah. This is what I like about it, is just like the planning, the logistics, packing my bike, where the weight distribution goes on my bike, what I take for comfort and what I take for necessity. Those are all really, really important factors when you're considering something like this, because every piece of weight that you're bringing, you have to carry that, and there's a lot of expenditure on that. So I had a Camelback, so you have to have something to have water, and it's underneath your coat so it doesn't freeze. But when you carry water on your back, you're putting a lot of pressure on your butt and on your hands, because you're sitting on the seat and it's a lot of weight. So I actually tried a system where I used these thermoses. I had 4 liters of thermoses, and then I melted water a lot more. So I kept everything off my back, and that was very successful for me, because I didn't have to drag a lot of water on my back.
Hmm.
That improved my ability to get through some of these sections that were really challenging, pushing.
Yeah, pushing the bike.
Yeah.
Talk about the challenging sections.
Oh, yeah, after McGrath. So number one, it was extremely cold. It felt like the cold was like a living thing. It was just like, it was very, very, very hard. So you have to keep moving quite a bit. And then the trail wasn't, it wasn't really very rideable. So you have to defleet your tires a lot so you don't break through the trail as much. And so you're constantly inflating and deflating your tires according to the conditions. So the more you deflate your tires, you can ride it, but you're just like grinding, and it's, you know, you're getting like 3 and 4 miles an hour, you know, which is rideable. You know, I don't want to push the bike, but then there's sections where it's drifted and, you know, the trail has disappeared and you have to get off the bike and you just have to push through some of those things. So
do you have dark moments in those conditions where you just go to a really bad place?
Totally. I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting through the lows. It's always about managing the lows, you know, and that's always reflective in real life too. So those lessons apply, I think, you know, in a broader scheme.
Do you have strategies for that?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to put your head down and kind of grind through it if you can. You know, I was alone a lot on this race, so it was definitely a struggle. In some sections, I was out there for some days. was very hard. It was really challenging. And then you sleep deprivation. You're deprived of sleep, and you know the thing is, no one's gonna make that checkpoint come closer except you. And so you constantly have to remind yourself that. Rationally, you can think it logically, but then your emotions kind of can get the best of you on those things. And so you can have a tantrum out there, and that's okay. You just kind of work through that. And so you just kind of, okay, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna, usually take a snack. Food is something you look forward to. And then you reassess and you just keep moving.